The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 2-0 in conference play and 6-0 overall. Michigan State visits Michigan on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you'd like to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you. Looking forward to the opportunity to get in the challenge awaiting us this week at Michigan, so I'll just take questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, given the team's struggles on special teams last week and earlier this season, will you spend any extra time with that group this week to help right the ship, and what is the strategy moving forward?
Absolutely. We work extremely hard on special teams every single week, not just this week. And we have had some plays made against us, and it's been uncharacteristic, and those need to be cleaned up. And if we have an opportunity to beat Michigan, we've got to play well on special teams.
Coach, why do you think this Michigan team has been so successful at the point of attack so far?
Playing great defense. Tough to run on, obviously. When you get behind the chains, things happen. They're able to pressure the quarterback, et cetera. Obviously, they've not given up many scores. Conversely, on the offensive side of the ball, they're smash-mouth type football team. And then also, I think their running backs are doing a great job running through tackles. They hit you with the big play, balls pop, whatever, leverage issues. And I would say those are the reasons.
Our next question comes from the line of David Ginsberg with Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. Top four teams in the East are playing, all of them 2-0, realizing that there are many games left in the year. Do you see, though, some separation happening here and maybe something that may have an impact down the road in the standings?
I think every football game in this conference is extremely meaningful. They're all going to count one at the end of the day, but obviously there's certain ones that you're playing head-to-head against. But I think things shake out as they go, but every game is extremely meaningful. But obviously this weekend, creates a little bit of clears it up a little bit in terms of who's the front runner, at least.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Tom Van Haren with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. I know a lot of times recruits will tell us that one game doesn't impact their process or their recruitment so much, but for Michigan State and Michigan, either this year or in general, how much of an impact does this game have on the in-state prospects?
That's tough to say because a lot of people, I think, in this state grow up either blue or green. I just think that's a lot of people just – that's the way it is. I also think the recruiting has become so accelerated that, people that have a lot of young men for 2016 have already made their decisions where they're going to school and things of that nature. But I do think it has an impact on younger people as they move through the process. But tough to say, I guess.
Does the outcome of the game change what you're able to say maybe to those in-state prospects?
I guess it could. You could say you won or you lost.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's standard, but it is one game. I mean, it's a very meaningful game, don't get me wrong, but it is one game, and I think that collectively as a group, I don't think people decide to go to a college because of one football game.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Zach Schoenbrunn with New York Times.
Hey, Coach. When you were recruiting Shalik Calhoun down here in New Jersey, he was weighing only about 215 pounds, and for most of the time, or at least some of the time, he was even playing safety. So I'm wondering what it was that you saw in him that told you that he could even compete as a defensive lineman in the Big Ten.
Well, first of all, we recruit to our system, so we thought he would be able to play that flash end force, which is the more athletic end. We also saw great athletic ability and explosiveness in watching him play and then also watching him on the basketball court. And he had the height, the size potential. And, we've recruited a lot of guys here that are around 200 pounds, that power forward type of player in basketball that eventually grows to 255 or 260. And that's been the case with him, and he's extremely athletic and explosive still. And I think those are as you know, those obviously his strengths.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Mark. Just wondering, when you go into a game, a big rivalry game on the road with against a really good defense, how much trust do you have in Connor Cook in a situation like this?
Tremendous amount of trust. He's been in big games. He's been under pressure before, both physical pressure and then also mental pressure. We played well away from home as well, and he's been in those situations. So got a lot of trust in him. Obviously, if your quarterback goes, I mean, you go. And you know, I'm very confident that he'll play well Saturday.
And I want to ask you about coaching turnover in the Big Ten. When you came in the league, you know, you had Jim Tressel and Joe Paterno and Lloyd Carr, and it seems like the jobs have really turned over a lot since. What do you make of all the kind of the turnover you've seen in the last few years throughout the league?
Yeah, it's there is a lot of turnover in college football right now, and you know, there's not a lot of patience. So people are asked to win and to win now, and you're basically judged on winning. You know, I understand the. I think that's what's happening out there. I don't know. You know, everybody's has their own situations that they have to deal with, and some of it I'm not even qualified to talk about. So, but I just keep my head down and keep working.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Eugene Evans with College Sports Overload.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
All right, you guys play on Saturday. Top 12 matchup for the first time since 1999 season. How big is it, just in the perspective of, you know, having two Michigan teams not only in the national spotlight, but representing the state of Michigan too?
I think it's a positive for the entire state. You know, it's going to put a lot of eyes across the country on the state of Michigan, and so that's a positive. Other than that, it's a big game internally, obviously, because it's a rivalry game for us. But also, you know, it's a game that creates separation, I think, a little bit in the Big Ten Conference. But every game is extremely meaningful in the Big Ten Conference. So, you know, at the end of it all, this is one football game within your stretch here. But I think it's unique because of where we're at and who we're playing and things of that nature.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Our next question comes from the line of Adam Biggers with todaysview.com.
Good afternoon, Mark. You kind of alluded to it a little bit with your saying that you have a tremendous amount of trust in Connor. With this Michigan secondary, and you know, a lot's been said about Jordan Lewis, a lot's been said about Jabril Peppers. I'm just curious your perspective. Just that challenge for him. It is, you know, maybe one of the better secondaries that you guys have faced this year, with it being on the road and just kind of his poise, his ability to make plays against that secondary.
Very confident, but, you know, there are tight windows to get the ball in there, and you're going to have to make great catches. But we've proven that our wide receivers can do that. We've made those type of catches, and we'll have to continue to make those to be successful as a football team. But Michigan's playing very well in the secondary right now, and as I just said, tight windows, tight coverage.
And to follow up, I mean, just with it being a physical game by nature, running game obviously is kind of a signature of a tough team. How confident are you in your guys' ability to be able to run the ball right now?
I think we got to run the ball. I think we have to be able to be balanced on offense. I think that's the key to success. And so it can't just become a game where we're going to throw the ball 55 times. So we've got to be able to run the ball. We have good running backs. You know, our tight end situation is solid. Fullback situation is solid. Internally on the offensive line, you know, we'll find a way. And it's been the nature of this game in general that you've got to be able to run the football to win. So we understand that aspect, and I'm sure that they understand that aspect as well.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, how different is Jake Rudolph in the Michigan offense compared to what he was in the Iowa offense?
I got asked that question earlier. I really have not stopped to think about that because I'm really pretty much just focused on the present in terms of how he operates here in this offense. But the only thing that I will say is that because he's been a college football player for four years and has played and started, that the learning curve for him to be successful coming into a new program is not as great. And I'm sure he was able to adapt and understand terminology and concepts much quicker than a true freshman would or a junior college transfer or somebody that's not had that kind of opportunity previously. So, but I've just been concerned with how he looks relative to how he's played this year.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.